This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is a busy sports weekend here in the Twin Cities. Twins and Diamondbacks get the final homestand of the year underway for the Minnesota Twins. Twins won it last night, a wild finish, 9-8 the final. Cody Clemens had a night, three home runs, a double, 14 total bases, tying Kirby all time. And then, of course, you got the Loons out in San Diego tonight late. You have the Gopher football team on the road at Cal in Berkeley. That is a 9 o'clock start. And then tomorrow, WNBA playoff start. The number one seed Lynx hosts Golden State. That is a high noon start. Game 2 would be on Wednesday at Target Center. And then, oh, by the way, the Vikes, Sunday night football against Atlanta. And the Viking injury report is long. Defense will be shorthanded. But the Vikings are still favored by 3.5, over under 44.5. Falcons 0-1 out of the gate. And the Vikes 1-0 tomorrow night. 7:20 kick Sunday night football. And that'll be on NBC. The entire world will be watching the game tomorrow night. Back to the Twins. Dan Hayes joins us. He covers the club for The Athletic. Hey, Dan, good to visit with you, and thanks for the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Steve.
Yeah, how about Cody Clemens? He was really struggling coming into the game, but he had a night. He put his name in the record books next to the late, great Kirby Puckett. Unbelievable night at the plate.
And like you said, the timing was great because he had been struggling for a while. Now, Cody Clemens came in, and really, when the team still was playing for something, resuscitated them in May and parts of June with some really big home runs. And it felt like he had basically put himself on the map for next season. And then he just kind of fell on the hard times and really had been struggling for, you know, a month plus. So for him to get this back and going, I mean, we're talking about a guy who had a 550 OPS plus, or OPS from August 1 until going into last night. And, you know, that's given all he had done, that you get a little worried when you see that. And just a big night like that, can, especially with the finish line here a couple weeks away, just a good way to kind of put some perspective on the season and what he's done. He's been a fine for the Twins.
Yeah, and you got to wonder what Clemens' role is. He seems to be versatile. He does hit with power. You saw that on full display. 19 home runs. That's nothing to sneeze at. Dan, what do you see as a role for him potentially on this club in 2026?
I think a lot of that will be determined by when we see what the payroll is at the end of October, early November. We should have a better sense. If there's not a lot of money, there's a chance that he's really in the mix for first base next year because he's affordable and, you know, he's proven. And here's the thing that he's going to fit in the clubhouse regardless of what the team looks like next year. And I think that that has been something that they've found from him. He's a very high baseball IQ guy. He's a guy that they really like. Just being a presence in the clubhouse, and the fact that he hits a lot of home runs, the fact that he's hit some meaningful home runs, I think really helps his case. So it's to be determined what kind of role he plays next year. At the minimum, he's a guy coming off your bench, which I obviously Cody Clemens is going to want more than that. But, you know, things shake out, we could see him play a very prominent role at first base next year.
Dan Hayes joining us from The Athletic on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Twins and Diamondbacks coming up. Another story from Friday night, Pablo Lopez. Here's a guy who battled back after a long stint on the injured list. You could point to the Lopez injury early in the summer as, you know, being a major turning point in 2025 for this club. I think Rocco Baldelli alluded to that as well. And for him to come back and a couple of pretty good starts coming off the injury list, I mean, that's a positive any way you cut it.
Absolutely. I mean, it's peace of mind. And look, when they lost him in June and Bailey Ober had the worst month of his career as starting pitcher, you go from having those two of your most consistent guys, one's a frontline guy and the other's just a very good number three at the time, and you replace, you know, that with lesser performance, that's going to kill any team, and it certainly killed them. But I think Pablo, like, this is so good just for his peace of mind, because he's come back, he's shown that, you know, to have that devastating injury, he can come back and get into a major league game, and he's looked good. His stuff has been there. Look, his command isn't exactly where he wants it to be. We saw that last night. He was fighting his command all night, but he made some adjustments to leave with two unearned runs allowed in five innings, despite putting eight guys on base. I think speaks to the competitor in him, and now, you know, he gets through these next couple starts healthy. He goes into the offseason saying, I came back, I did that, and I can have a normal offseason. And I think that's a huge key for him. So, it's a good development, definitely.
And, you know, the cut he gave after the game last night, or the one they played on the post-game download, and then we replayed again on the extended post-game on Final Pitch here on CCO, I think was telling. I mean, this guy is really a student of the game. He's got to be fun to cover because he's willing to give insight when he speaks.
Steve, he is not fun to cover because he is so much smarter than me that it makes me feel dumb every time. No, he is definitely one of those guys who provides so much insight, and you learn a lot every time you talk to him. It's like you're talking to a guy who takes this so seriously. I've learned so many terms over the last 2 years, 3 years now. Sorry, and he provides insight into parts of games you never think about, and he provides such detailed kind of answers that you really can't come away from that. Like, you just become a smarter reporter and leads to better questions in the future. And I think that stuff is important. I can't imagine how much of a loss it was internally for the group just to not have him there every fifth day. He can do everything he wants to be around while he's rehabbing, and he did, and he tried to have a presence. Guys, when they're not on the field, it's really hard to make the impact, or when they're not performing, it's hard to make the same impact. Guys, just, you know, you're on different schedules than your teammates. You're trying to get your work in and stay out of their way so they can prepare for that nice game. It changes the entire dynamic, and I think having him around for this last month is going to be good for some of the younger guys.
Twins and Diamondbacks, game two of the series, Joe Ryan on the mound. He raised some eyebrows with a comment he made about Sonny Gray and not bringing back Sonny Gray and so on and so forth. What do you make of all of that? You know, and Joe Ryan is another guy who has generally been very forthright on how he feels. Even leading up to the deadline, he was kind of like, hey, that's the business we're in, and if I do get traded. I mean, he's been very sensible and straightforward.
Yeah, and I think some of it's just the natural frustration.
Yep.
experiencing July 31st and seeing so many teammates get traded and thinking you were getting traded, and you're here and playing out the string with a team that's not competing. I think that's somewhat been a challenge for him, and he's been honest about that. But when it comes down to it, he competes and he wants to win, and he's going to give you everything. And I think that we will probably see the same old Joe Ryan these last three starts, whatever it is. You know, he's the ultimate competitor, and I think that the same kind of things, that the honesty, all of it, it's just one big package. He's a fiery guy. He's an emotional guy. He pitches with it. We see it every time. You know, the faces he makes, and he's a show. And I think this just is part of it that comes with it. And, you know, a lot of the really good pitchers, a lot of the really good performers, you will take the occasional thing that maybe ruffles a few feathers because he's so good. And if it's part of his process, you know, so be it.
You know, as the season has gone and it hasn't gone well, and there's a great deal of frustration, I would assume, in the clubhouse and certainly among the fan base. If you look at Pablo Lopez, Joe Ryan, Bailey Ober figuring things out, and the other pitchers, Zebby Matthews, Simeon Woods Richardson, other options, yes, a bullpen needs to be rebuilt. Yes, they probably need to find some more reliable bats. But with that kind of starting pitching in place in 2026, it's kind of like that's a pretty good spot to be in, looking at a glass half full.
Oh, man. I mean, look, and one of those other options, Taj Bradley, we've seen
sure.
how live that fastball is nasty. That's a fastball that can get you six innings, three runs at the worst a lot of times. I you know, when you look at that starting pitching group going forward, and Nick Abel is down in AAA, I still think we'll see him before the season's out again, trying to figure things out. There's a lot of good pitching there. And the one thing that is pretty clear about this is, look, they refreshed their pitching on that front starting side. They did a really nice job by doing that, by bringing in Abel and Bradley to fill out the rotation. I think that, you know, it's not hard to see this team being – I'm not going to say they can win the division, but it's not hard to see them playing at least fun baseball next year and interesting baseball. We have to, again, see what this offseason looks like. They need to add two or three relievers. They need to figure that out real fast. If they were able to figure that out fast, the starting pitching and some of the position players in place, there's reason to have some hope, excitement. It's hard to see at this point. Look, there's a lot of frustration, a lot of anger from fans. I get it. I understand it. I would be, if I was a season ticket holder, I'd be pretty upset too. You know, I mean, it has not been an easy season. It has not been an easy, you go back to last year, the way it ended last year. We feel so far removed right now. We're basically 23 months removed from the playoffs, the high of the win over Toronto. It feels so far removed, just the things that the messaging that's come out. But, you know, when you look at it, there's still a lot of pieces in place. This is not a team that will be a pushover team as long as they get some of the bullpen solved. That's a big, big if. But I think that's going to be a huge focus for them in the offseason and figuring out ways to go about it. You know, who knows?
Yeah. And there's a long way to go between now and the start of spring training, and certainly some big decisions. Final thought before we let you go, Dan, on that front. Do you think there are people that right now are in that large group of starters that they may be able to move into the bullpen? Because you talked about the arms that were acquired, the arms that are here. We don't know of an off-season trade. Joe Ryan came very close to being moved. Point being is, would they be able to replenish a bullpen with minor leaguers or guys who have already pitched in the majors?
I think that they have some internal candidates. They haven't identified it. And you know, the point you just raised about the offseason, look, both Pablo and Joe have 2 years left on their current deals after this season. Will they continue to offload and rebuild? I don't know. if you want to have any shot at winning your fans back, those two being on the roster would be a big they're needed. But also, yep, the Twins have gone this direction, trying to figure out which way they're going. It's going to be very interesting. I mean, look, Walker Jenkins is just a step away, and I think we'll see him some point next year. I don't think it's the start of next year. I think it's some point next year. If you feel like your talent on your position side is going to be going quickly, I don't think you want to ruin your starting pitching. And that really – so that's the big question along with the relief. And if you keep Joe and Pablo, certainly some of the guys in that group are going to fit in the bullpen. How they determine that is going to be very interesting. We're going to have a lot of guys that want to be part of the rotation and not the bullpen. But at the same time, I think, you know, Louis Varland's a great test case. We saw him struggle with being a starter for a while and then recognize, man, my stuff really plays up in the bullpen. I can be a very good reliever. And if they can accelerate the timeline on a few guys and get them in that mind, you know, frame of mind, you might be able to find some guys. There's some talented arms that just hasn't necessarily worked out as a starter for them. We shall see. Look, it's a very interesting, intriguing offseason ahead. It's almost like, can we get there and try and figure these things out? But still got 15 games on the schedule. So, and there's some fun stuff on a personal level to see being played out. Byron Buxton with his fantastic season. Luke Keyshaw, Austin Martin. Some of these young guys, Joe Ryan, Pablo Lopez. There's still some intriguing storylines. It's just some of the muck of the bullpen problems, you know, weighs it down a little bit.
Yeah. Well, Dan, always great to visit with you. And by the way, I really enjoyed your visits with Jason DeRoche throughout the season on Drive Time. Great work there as well.
All right. Thanks, Steve. I appreciate it.
All right, there he is, Dan Hayes from The Athletic, joining us here on News Talk 830 WCCO. When we come back, sneak peek of the lineup behind Joe Ryan tonight, game two of the three-game set at Target Field. It'll be a summer night here in September at Target Field on News Talk 830 WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
See ya. One thing last night, when the Twins coughed up the lead in the top of the ninth, they were up 6-4. They went down 8-6, and it was like, oh, this is ugly. Then the Twins come back, win it. The third home run of the game for Cody Clemens, and then Luke Keyshaw ultimately drives in the game-winning run. It was a major gut punch for the Arizona Diamondbacks, though, who are three out of the final wild card. And by the way, the Mets have let the Giants, Reds, and Diamondbacks, and even the Cardinals into the conversation. But that was, the Diamondbacks had to feel really good going to the bottom of the ninth, and then they give it up. That was a painful loss for the Diamondbacks and their postseason hopes. They're two games under 500. Meanwhile, the Twins' forgettable season, they do get Pablo Lopez. They had a big night for Cody Clemens, so smiles all around on a Friday night. We'll see if they can win the series behind Joe Ryan tonight, and how are they going to go behind Joe at Target Field? Well, Byron Buxton will be in center field and lead off. He's had an outstanding year, 31 home runs, 30-20 club for him. Martin in center, left field will bat second. Larnick will DH and bat third. Keyshaw at second will be in the cleanup spot. Lewis at third will bat fifth. In the sixth hole, Cody Clemens over at first. Lee is at short and will bat seventh. Pareto will catch and bat eighth. Outman in right will bat ninth. So it'll be Buxton, Martin, Larnick, Keyshaw, Lewis, Clemens, Lee, Pareto, and Outman tonight behind Joe Ryan, who's 13-8, his ERA 3.32. It's been a fine year for Joe. Big thanks all around. Doug Swinhart for joining us, Steve Carney, Jess Myers, Dan Hayes, Jonathan Lowe at the College Football Scores. And then, of course, big thanks to Josh Wheeler producing today on this Saturday. Twins and Diamondbacks next here on CCO.
Oh. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What I miss most about New York City,
I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere.
I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.